The Kim Pagano Show is a proud sponsor of the 2018 Conejo Food and Wine Festival, celebrating the best restaurants, wineries, breweries in our community. Enjoy live entertainment while raising funds for our community charity partners. 2018 charity partners are Ventura Food Share and Many Mansions. On Sunday, June 24th, from 1:30 to 5:30, located at 155 East Jans Road in Thousand Oaks. 21 and older, please. If you don't win tickets on the Kim Pagano Show, you can purchase your tickets at www.conejofoodandwinefestival.com.
Trishology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Trishology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Trishology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Trishology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Trishology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Trishology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.weretoprint.com. That's www.weretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergence products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. You know, Tom, when I just said that, who do you think I reminded my, I was thinking of Coach, right?
Welcome, yeah, there you
welcome,
go.
Welcome. I don't know why. Big shout out to him.
But good old anyways, Coach Ron.
I know. It's crazy. Anyways, I am so glad that you are all here starting your day in a positive way, waking up with us. And of course, we've got a great show for you. And we had lots and lots of people winning tickets for this weekend, the Ojai Wine Festival. In fact, I've got another pair, and we'll definitely get that on the table to somebody. I'd love to see everybody out here. And of course, what a great place to be. We've got more stuff that we're giving away, and I'm so excited. I always start my show with something uplifting, and of course, it's all about the brighter side of life. I love this. I wanted to share it. It's not how you start it, it's how you finish it. And really, that's what life's all about. So anyways, I've got these amazing three good-looking men here in my studio, and I'm so glad that they woke up early to be here. And Tom, how you doing?
Everything's great over here, Kim. Looking forward to a wonderful weekend. The weather's going to be fantastic.
It is. It's kind of a little chilly in the morning, but then it just warms up. So I love it. All right. And then, okay, we've got some great things. We have one of my favorite chefs here, and Giovanni Tromba is here, and he is the owner of Bistro 13. But he's got a new baby that is right here in Ventura, and I'm really excited to be sharing that. And, of course, his new restaurant, Mad Rose. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. All right. And I've got an old friend here that is, I'm really excited. This is like home to him. I mean, it just feels like you could just see he's all relaxed in here going, okay, so where do I start, you know? But anyways, we've got John Bailey here. And he's going to be talking about the Conejo Food and Wine Festival. And we have tickets for you. I hope I see all of my listeners out there and my friends. We got to get everybody out there. I'm telling you. And it's a cutoff. We were just talking about that. This is a place where they actually sell out and they don't let any more people in. That is happening Sunday, June 24th, and 1:30 to 5:30 over at St. Pascal School grounds. It's beautiful, and it's right off of Jans and Moore Park. And why are you laughing? Let's hear this.
I'm supposed to do that.
Oh, but I wanted to like start. Okay, well, go ahead. Tell them about it.
No. Kim, thank you very much for inviting me. I really appreciate it. Tom, Spence, always good seeing you. And thank you for the time to talk about Conejo Food and Wine and being here. This is like
old
times.
I know.
Old home.
Isn't it?
My first interview, my first radio broadcast was in the studio.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it. I know. Anyways. All right. So I am really excited. What we want to do is give out our phone number here. And that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I love to give back to our community. And I love to share all the great things that we have going on here. And let you be a part of them. So all you have to do is give us a call, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. Tom, you want to talk about some of those great giveaways?
We do have the Ojai Wine Festival, 32nd Annual Ojai Wine Festival, happening tomorrow at Lake Casitas. We will call some tickets for that. This is a big event. And it's at the beautiful, beautiful Lake Casitas Recreational Area. Very nice. If you're looking to enhance your relationship, stop by Tristology. Gift certificates from Kim for contemporary, high-quality sensual products for passionate play. They're located at 434 Main Street in Ventura. You can call 888-801-8952. Conejo Food and Wine Festival. Have more on that coming up in beautiful Thousand Oaks. And then we have the gift certificate to Bistro 13. Or Mad Rose, farm-to-table, grass-fed, no GMO. This is what we want to hear.
I know. It's about look good, feel good, do good, okay? You take care of your body, and, you know, you eat well, it's all good. One other thing that you missed over there, we've got actually the Old Boney Mountain going on, and it's a hot summer night festival. We've got that coming up, and I'll have a guest be talking about that next week. But this event, it all goes to the growth. Grossman Burn Center in Westlake. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Put that on your calendar. That's Thursday, July 12th over at the Gardens of Los Robles Golf Course. I am excited you are all here, and we've got some amazing guests. My first guest is Dr. James Petros, and he is the founder of Allied Pain and Spine Institute. Then we're going to be talking back with John Bailey about the Conejo Food and Wine Festival. And then we've got Diana Butler Bass, and she's going to be talking about her book, Grateful. Also in the studio, we're going to kind of go back and talk with Giovanni Tromba and, of course, the chef and owner of Bistro 13 and now his new baby, Ventura Mad Rose. We have gift certificates for that. We've got tickets to Conejo Food and Wine Festival. And, of course, we've got a couple more. We've one more pair to Ojai Wine Festival. Start calling right now. And again, that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I hope that you stay with us all the way through the show. And let's welcome our first guest, Dr. James Petros. Dr. Petros, are you there?
I am. Hi, how is everybody doing?
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And what a huge topic. And, what I love about it right off the top, I just want to kind of share with everybody is you actually have a new opioid-free treatment for chronic pain. I mean, we have such a huge problem in our community, don't we?
Absolutely. First of all, thank you for having me on. You know, again, it's an amazing honor to be able to raise awareness for the problem at hand and really talk about some of the stuff that we have available as pain specialists to help people.
Great. Tell us a little bit about who you are, first of all.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a pain specialist with special expertise in interventions, which means that we basically approach a pain problem in a variety of different ways. We, as pain specialists, are able to bring to the table conservative care measures to help patients. But at the same time, if there is necessity for performing procedures, we're also able to do that. So we basically bring a very comprehensive approach to help patients.
Okay. And where are you located?
So we're located, we have multiple clinics in the Northern California area, with the hub being in the Silicon Valley location right now. But we might be coming down to Southern California possibly in the next year or two.
Okay, perfect. So would you explain to my listeners the severity of the problem in this county?
Absolutely.
Or even in this country. I mean, let's even expand it to that.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, certainly it has. The problem is no stranger to really any place. And it's, at this point, even multinational. But here in the United States, we're talking about what's now become the leading killer of younger people. It used to be car accidents, but now it's the number one reason why younger folks below 35 years of age are dying. A lot of that is related to unintentional overdoses.
How are they actually getting access to it? That's what, you know, kind of, it's like, how do we stop this? But how do they get access to it?
Yeah, I think that's really at the heart of the issue.
I think it really is.
And I can tell you that if we are able to successfully fix pain management in this country, or really anywhere,
right,
we would be doing a service to the community, because these younger folks, or really anybody for that matter, it's age indiscriminate, are getting these medications initially from their family practitioners, and they are getting them at time points when they might potentially have had surgery and require some painkillers to treat pain, but that's where the process, I think, loses track.
Right.
Because if we don't have a good pain specialist to really be able to take the patient through that recovery process, next thing you know, patients are using these medications for incorrect purposes.
Correct. And you know, I mean, I think it would be, it'd probably be very easy to do, because one, our doctors don't talk to each other. Okay, so you go to one doctor, and maybe they couldn't help you, but they say, you know what, here, I know you're in so much pain, let me give you this. So then you've got your prescription. Now you go to another doctor, and you tell them the same problem, and they kind of look at it in a different way, and they go, you know what, I see your, I feel so bad, let's give you another one. Now they have two different prescriptions. Neither one has talked to each other. Now, okay, I mean, I just think this is how our children are getting into them. Now we leave them in our house. Maybe we have two. We don't need one, you know, and it kind of snowballs from there. Are you following me on that one?
Absolutely. And I could tell you, again, the reason why it's very important for patients that are in pain to very quickly have a pain specialist become involved is because there's a setup in a pain specialty clinic where those issues don't occur. For example, if someone has had a prescription for an opioid from a different physician, we have this set up through a federal database to be able to understand that. And we don't prescribe a duplicate medication just because we're able to very quickly screen through that. But it's something that we see all the time, and it's something that we have to be able to protect against.
Right. I mean, you know, they just started, and I'm not thinking of the right, you know, almost like an allergy medicine that was being used. And now you have to show your driver's license. Don't you think it should be kind of the same thing for this?
It does have to be that way.
I think it does
have to be that way. We have to have, obviously, regulatory measures that are able to keep people compliant and safe when it comes to, obviously, using opioids or prescribing opioids for them. But the problem is actually deeper. I think the issue really begins with probably a misdiagnosis of sorts. Sometimes we confuse acute pain treatment with chronic pain treatment. I think what physicians are doing, especially family practitioners, is keeping opioids on a patient's pain regimen probably for a little too long. Opioids are not designed for chronic pain. They are designed for acute pain. And pretty quickly what happens is with these pain medications, Kim, patients become dependent on them, right? Which is where the abuse factor and the addiction factor play in. They're no longer using them for pain relief, really. They're just using them to prevent withdrawal symptoms. Initially, the reason why it snowballs into that effect is because opioids have the ability to actually generate pleasurable sensations, right? And so, again, that's where the abuse process occurs. And ultimately, even that goes away, and really patients are only taking them to prevent themselves from getting sick.
Wow. So tell us what it is. How do you treat your patients, and how do you treat pain?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's what I said earlier. It really resonates with that question, and that being that if we were able to fix pain management in this country or anywhere for that matter, we'd be fixing the opioid epidemic. It really starts with having a bona fide multidisciplinary pain management clinic take on these problems. And that's what we do at Allied Pain and Spine.
I love that. I mean, you know, it's gotten so out of hand, even with our kids, our adults, you know, and then it leads to severe depression on top of that, correct?
Absolutely. Very good point. In fact, in 2015, the World Health Organization changed the definition of pain to include that psychological component, because it really is a big part of chronic pain. And it's important to treat pain, especially when it becomes chronic-based, in a multidisciplinary fashion, which is, again, what we do and what a lot of other pain management clinics really should be doing.
Wow.
So we have, when we see a patient, we make sure that the diagnosis is appropriate. We do a medication regimen optimization, seeing if we're able to, as best as possible, decrease opioids, get the patients into physical therapy, get the patients possibly into acupuncture care, get them in with our pain psychologist who's able to do basically talk treatment. And if there's a necessity for procedural treatment, whether it be an injection or something along those lines, we're able to bring in all the tools to be able to appropriately manage pain and not have patients just rely on narcotics.
Wow, I love that. Again, where do my listeners find out more about you and of course, the cutting-edge pain treatments that you offer?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate the question. So I think one of the best ways would be to probably go on our website. So myalliedpain.com would present a ton of information about who we are, what we do, and, of course, all the cutting-edge measures that we can really bring to the foray for treatment.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing that here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, for my listeners that are just waking up, starting your day in a positive way here, we were talking with Dr. James. Is it Petros? Is that correct?
That's right. Petros.
Oh, good. Sure. Okay, great. You know what? You will be in our newsletter. And so for my listeners, they'll be able to download your myalliedpain.com to, check it out and see how they can get in touch with you. So
wonderful.
I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with John Bailey, and we're going to be talking about Kaneo Food and Wine Festival. And I'd love to put that out there right now. Our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to get a pair of tickets to the Kaneo Food and Wine Festival. And also, I've got one more ticket to the Ojai Wine Festival for tomorrow. So get on that phone right now, and I look forward to talking with all of you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I need a sign to let me know you're here.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergence products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
The Kim Pagano Show is a proud sponsor of the 2018 Conejo Food and Wine Festival, celebrating the best restaurants, wineries, breweries in our community. Enjoy live entertainment while raising funds for our community charity partners. 2018 charity partners are Ventura Food Share and Many Mansions. On Sunday, June 24th, from 1:30 to 5:30, located at 155 East Jans Road in Thousand Oaks. 21 and older, please. If you don't win tickets on the Kim Pagano Show, you can purchase your tickets at www.canejofoodandwinefestival.com. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here today on the Kim Pagano Show. Waking up, starting your day in a positive way. We've got, amazing guests that we're going to be talking today. And of course, Giovanni Tromba is in the studio. We're going to be talking about his new restaurant and his new baby, which is Mad Rose. But if you've never even been to his other restaurant, it's right here in Camarillo, and it's Bistro 13. I mean, just amazing food. Like, one of my favorites is a good Caesar salad. Okay, I just can't even get enough of it. He brings me more, and I just am like, can I have a little bit more? But my husband, I love it there. And also the platter that you did for our babies.
The antipasto, yeah.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. If you need something for a party or any of the stuff, event that you're looking for, Giovanni is the man to shout out to. Give out your phone number, too, really quick for the restaurant.
For Bistro 13 Restaurant, it's Area Code 805-383-3388.
Okay, perfect. All right. And, of course, we have John Braille here, and he is going to be talking about Conejo Food and Wine Festival. And I'm really excited because this is – it's like such a quaint place. You guys do, they do such a great job. And I'm excited to be a part of the sponsorship.
Well, I'm excited to be here, number one, and thank you very much. It's a pleasure for me to get up this early on Saturday morning be here on your show.
Well, thank you.
And, this is our eighth annual Conejo Food and Wine. And, we have it at St. Paschal's Schoolyard.
Right.
It's not a football field.
No, it's very quaint.
It's very, very restricted.
Yes.
And we have so much room for so many vendors, whether it's wine, whether it's food, whether it's desserts, whatever, whatever.
Right.
So therefore, we just can't throw the tickets on the market and have a stampede of people come in.
This is true.
Can't have it. Now, if people are looking to go to a wine and food fest where they can enjoy the wine, the food, talk to the winemakers.
Mingle.
Talk to the chefs, because this is what they want. And it's Caneo. It's all the restaurants in the valley, our community.
Correct.
And if you've ever said, well, I wonder about that restaurant or that winery or that brewery. I wonder what it's like. Here's an opportunity to experiment.
Right.
And, you know, as you were talking to Giovanni about his Caesar salad and antipasto salad.
Right.
I mean, talk to them. If you've got special dietary needs.
That's right.
Talk to them.
Right.
And then you can sample their wine, their food, whatever. And it's just...
It's more like an intimate, you know, time with the,
fantastic.
You know, yeah, it really is. I'm looking at the flyer here, and I know you have Paul Martin's, one of my favorite. They've been on my show and one of my sponsors, and very good food there. I know there's Shavitt's coming, right? Let's just talk a little bit about, you know, some of the people that you have.
Well, we got Opolo.
Opolo's my neighbors, and I love them. And they actually were part of my event that we had for the babies.
And they have been there since year one.
I love them.
Billy D's Barbecue.
Billy D's.
There since day one, 8 years ago.
Wow.
You know, we've got Westlake Brewery. We've got Figaro Mountain.
Very good.
Drafts. Which is a great restaurant, great food.
Right. Sub-Zero, he's one of my sponsors and been on my show. Love him. Awesome. The Mad, I love him.
You know, one of the things that we do is we look at the festival and try to make it appealing to everyone. There's some people that don't drink alcohol at all.
Right.
We got a lot of water.
There you go.
And we have Shave It. We have ice cream. We have bun cake.
Bun cake. There's something for everybody.
Exactly. Now, on top of that, we have music. We have Kevin Stoller and his jazz band. And we have more talent coming. And so we have music. And it's the kind of thing where people can come, have a little glass of wine, some food, sit, talk, get up, get another glass of wine, sit, talk. And, you know, it's cozy, meaning...
Right.
It's a Sunday afternoon, 1:30 to 5:30.
Perfect time.
So you can come at 1:30, leave whenever you want. Come at 3, leave whenever you want. You don't have to spend the whole day there. We have security there for whatever. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that we're looking at a family event, if you will. But there is a sidebar. And the sidebar is that there are beneficiaries. Food Share and Many Mansions.
See, and you know what, John, let me just stop you right there. And my listeners know me so well in the sense that I love great parties, but I love a win-win. So you are out there having this amazing time and you're giving back to two
what
different amazing
idea.
Places.
Fantastic.
That's you can't get any better than
well,
that.
Well, this is the reason we came up with it 8 years ago,
right.
Meaning this is a fundraiser.
Right.
It has nothing to do with fundraising for St. Paschal's.
Right.
Because we are sharing the beneficiary profits.
How wonderful.
With Food Share and Many Mansions.
Right.
There's two big problems in the world today, hunger and homeless. There's a big problem here in Ventura County.
Right.
Hunger and homeless.
Absolutely.
We got Food Share and we got Many Mansions.
Two great.
And you know, it's the kind of thing that we're giving back. The guests that are coming are giving back. We're giving to the guests because of the wine and the food. The vendors are being able to expose themselves.
And share what they do best.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the kind of thing that is feel good. We have a VIP tent. Everybody has a VIP tent.
Right.
We have a swag bag, and it is full. A large wine glass and other items.
But I love the families that are in there that are helping to bring, would you like some more wine? Would you like some ice cream? Would you like to? That's what happens in the VIP.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Yes, please.
And I don't know how to tell a quick story.
I know. But well, you're gonna learn right now.
Well, yeah, we're on radio. Yeah. One year when I was emceeing, there was a group of ladies in the VIP tent. There was 10 of them. And we had a raffle. And it seemed like it was at the end of the event, like 4 o'clock, 4:30. And they were winning everything, and they were just yelling and screaming and having fun. And I went over and I interviewed them. It just so happens that there were 10 ladies who were 10 mothers who got together and said to the husband, Sunday, on this June date, we are going to Caneo Food and Wine. They bought a table. Dad stayed home, took care of the kids.
I love
it. These mothers went. They had a blast. And, you know, it was that kind of thing, whether it's a family, neighbors, what have you. Here's an opportunity to get together.
I love it.
And that's what it's all about.
Very
and
cool.
As you said earlier, it's a win-win. And that pleases us. That's why our committee is so energetic. Kurt Sada, Ramo, and
right,
that's why they're so energetic, because it's 100% give back.
There you go.
And that's what we're trying to do. So if anybody buys a ticket or comes, it's rewarding for them.
Right.
And it's rewarding for the benefactors as well.
I love it. I love it. And I want to just, for any listeners that are just tuning in with us right now, one, we're so grateful that you've tuned in to hear. I know you got lots of choices, but we loved having you wake up with us and start your day in a positive way. We're talking about the Caneo Food and Wine Fest. And, of course, that is really just highlighting the best food, wine, beer, and more of the Caneo Valley. And that's happening June 24th. That's a Sunday, 1:30 to 5:30 at St. Pascal School Grounds. That's right off of Jans Road. It's going to be in our newsletter. It's in our newsletter. And all you have to do is download there and you'll be able to buy tickets. But not only that, is we actually have a couple tickets to give away.
I know, but I wanted to say something.
Please.
Thank you very much for being my co-host.
You got it. I love it.
I mean, talking about and telling everything about Caneo Food
and
Wine.
There you go. Well, I love when I support something, I'm all in, okay?
Yeah, it is. So. And it's a fun event. It's something to look forward to. And again, 1:30 to 5:30.
Yeah.
There's no commitment. Come and go as you want and please and bring friends and what have you. I'll be the MC. And if we have any listeners come, please come up to me, and I'll be more than delighted to interview you.
I would love that. Because I'd like to just come up and say hi to everybody and hope they're having a great day.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are.
That's it.
Well, you guys going to have lots of fun.
There you go. You'll have to go, Giovanni.
And you can count on me for next year for my restaurant to be there.
Should I make a reservation for you next year to be a vendor?
Absolutely.
Okay,
there
cool.
You go. See?
And give my love to my cousin, Raymo.
I will. I will.
Isn't but that great?
Great guy.
The other interesting thing is at the end of the event, Kurt and I separately go around and thank all the vendors for coming and
thank for
their support.
Right.
And many of them say, book us for next year. And we always have an excess of vendors, and they're on a waiting list.
Wow.
So we try to have a happy mix. I mean, from Billy D's Barbecue on up to Stonehouse or Westlake Inn or something, Paul Martin.
Right.
Something for everybody. Yeah. Shave It.
Right.
Bun Cakes.
Yeah.
Something. And that's what's important, because we want people to enjoy their afternoon.
And I have to say, you know, a lot of places you go and they run out of food. They don't run out of food here.
They don't.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's it. Not that I eat that much, but that's a big deal.
Yeah.
They're happy to serve the 500 people that are there.
Yeah,
so.
It's always amazing. You never see one, if it ends at 5:30, you never see somebody closing up at 4:30, 4:45, 5 o'clock. They're there till the end. Mm-hmm. And at the end, one of the reasons they do this is we have a silent auction. And the silent auction is a very big tent, as you know, and people are going shopping, looking, and then I think at 4:30, it closes.
That's right.
So we get a lot of people there. And in turn, the vendors want to stay for them that are going to stay there.
I'm also going to donate a haircut and blow dry, $75.
Are you really?
Yes.
God bless you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So
yes.
We'll do that. All right. Well, again, I hope that every of all my listeners have either called in to try and win tickets to the Caneo Food and Wine Festival happening June 24th, Sunday, 1:30 to 5:30. If not, when you get your newsletter, just download and you can go to CaneoFoodandWine.com to buy your tickets there, correct?
Absolutely. And Kim, I'd like to thank you for inviting us on.
Oh, you are so
and
welcome.
Talking about Caneo Food and Wine, and I'm looking forward to seeing you, and I'm looking forward to the event myself.
There you go.
Because I, the MC, have a lot of fun
there you go.
With the people. I mean, it's the kind of thing that it's a happy day.
I love it.
And that's what we want, a happy day.
There you go. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got lots of stuff on the table. Call in, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
The Kim Pagano Show is a proud sponsor of the 2018 Caneo Food and Wine Festival, celebrating the best restaurants, wineries, breweries in our community. Enjoy live entertainment while raising funds for our community charity partners. 2018 charity partners are Ventura Food Share and Many Mansions. On Sunday, June 24th, from 1:30 to 5:30, located at 155 East Jans Road in Thousand Oaks. 21 and older, please. If you don't win tickets on the Kim Pagano Show, you can purchase your tickets at www.caneofoodandwinefestival.com.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Cynogen's products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give out something else. And, of course, we've got the owner and chef of Bistro 13 and, of course, his new restaurant, Mad Rose, right here in Ventura. It's not even open yet. It's going to be anytime now.
Giovanni Tromba, and we have a gift certificate for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. We'd love to get you over to one of those amazing restaurants. You will not be sorry. Our next guest is Diana Butler Bass, and she is the author of Grounded and, of course, Grateful. And I'm excited to talk with you. Diana, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I didn't realize you all came out of Ventura. I lived in Santa Barbara for
12 years. Oh, I love that. So we're like home for you.
As soon as I see 805,
there you go.
My heart gets happy.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And this is all about the brighter side of life here in the 805. So we love that. So tell us a little bit about your book. First of all, the name, Grateful. Gosh, I'm all about making your grateful list, your gratitude list, you know, just really kind of, I love that. So the transformative power of giving thanks. How did you come up with that?
Well, it's really interesting to hear that you love that because I've always struggled with it. And that's where the book came from. I had written 9 books before this one. And I realized, and I think I was about 56 or 57, and I was thinking about my next book project. And a whole bunch of different things had happened, and all of them called my attention to the fact that I didn't understand gratitude very well.
Mm.
And so what I did was decided that I wanted to write about something I wasn't particularly good at.
That's odd, really. You know, that's funny. So it was a kind of a lesson for yourself.
It was. It was something I needed.
Right.
So I had spent all this time writing books that I felt other people needed, but finally I was taking some time.
You know, isn't that funny? I mean, I really believe like this show is my lesson in life. I would call it school on air, okay? Because I bring guests on that I need in my life. I mean, I'm sure I have like a zillion listeners that are like, oh my God, you always pick the right thing. You know why? Because I'm picking the right thing for myself. And so we shine, everybody shines. That's what it's all about. And so gratitude is like, I saw this book, I'm like, I need to get her on my show. So so why would anyone care about gratitude? And I want to hear it from your side.
Well, what began to happen for me is I was thinking ahead, actually, being in my late 50s.
Uh-huh.
I had a couple of friends who were older than me who had passed away, and they were mentors.
Right.
And I realized what made them so amazingly special was that they had a deep sense of the abundance of life and how life had given them all these gifts, and they never seemed to take those things for granted. And so I was thinking about my own life and mortality, and I realized that I wasn't sure people would say the same thing about me when I one day pass away. And so I just wanted to incorporate that into my own spiritual life. And I wanted to learn, which I think is a great lesson, because so many of us think, oh, you know, hey, I'm 50 something or I'm 60 something or whatever, and you know, my personality is set, you know, there's nothing I can do about being a grouch or
okay, you know,
is.
What's funny, I'm gonna just repeat this for you, and because I just heard this, and I always start my show with something uplifting and then I end it with a moment of happiness, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Right. And we can always go on whatever part of our spiritual journey beckons.
Right.
And for me, that was writing this particular book. And what surprised me is the reason I never felt like I was a grateful person is that I really didn't have a very good definition or understanding of what
gratitude
was.
So what's your definition of gratefulness now? And I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, that we're talking with Diana Butler Bass, and we're talking about grateful, being grateful in her book.
Yeah, and the way I've come to understand gratitude now is that gratitude is our emotional and our ethical response to the gifts we are given.
Wow.
And that's a definition I had no idea about. You know, I literally thought that being grateful was writing thank you notes or, you know, feeling a sense of positivity. And it is both of those things, but it's a lot deeper than that, too. It's about when someone gives you something, when the universe gives you something, an individual gives you something, if you believe in God, if God gives you something, we have an emotional response to that. And those feelings of those emotions of gratitude are really good for us. They drive out fear. They make us less depressed. There's a lot of positive stuff that emerges when you feel grateful.
Wow, I love that. Tell us, what are we going to find in your book? And tell us about your 100 Days of Gratitude.
Well, in the book, I talk about how feelings are sometimes fleeting. And one of the things we have to do is learn how to build those
in. Did you say feelings are, say that again?
Oh, feelings are fleeting.
Fleeting.
You know? Yeah, fleeting. They come and they go.
Okay, got it, yes.
And so if gratitude is good for us, but feelings are kind of random, then how do we build that goodness into our life in a sustained way?
Wow.
And so that leads me to explore this other area about gratitude being an ethical practice. It's something we have to choose, that we have to choose to see the world as a gift. We have to choose to
show
be kind.
Up in a grateful way.
Yeah.
Right.
And we have to choose to recognize, even just when we wake up in the morning, that life is a gift.
Well, it's interesting, and I think that's another thing. It's how you start your day. If you start your day in a positive way, your whole day is going to pretty much fall into place. If you start, like, already going, ugh, another day, it's kind of follows, It's kind of like where you set your arrow is how you, present yourself in life.
Yes, and I have right next to my bed, my bedside table, one of the little things that's become a practice for me, because it's really hard for me to keep a journal. Things that you said you were good at, and I'm so grateful to hear that. There are people who are good at those things. But I have a little river rock. It's a white, smooth stone. And across it is carved the word gratitude.
I love it.
And so that's the first word I see in the morning, and it's the last
good
word
for you,
I see when
Diana.
I go to bed at night.
Good for you. You know what? It is. It's those little, people think it takes so much time. My husband and I read something out of Gary Chapman. He's one of the authors of Five Love Languages, and it's a devotion. It's a daily devotion. We read something every single day, and, just to start our day so we're on the same plane, and I love that. Where can my listeners find out more about your book? I would love to have you back on, because this is just so up my, what I talk about, what I believe in.
People can look up my website. That's DianaButlerBass.com. And there's a lot of stuff in there about everything that I've written. And they can also follow me on Twitter or Facebook.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? Definitely like our show so I can get in touch with you. And I would love to have another conversation with you.
Well, I encourage people, even if you didn't think you were good at gratitude, you can become good at it.
Mm.
And if you're like me, you can discover that it's much more than you imagine.
I love that. I love that. All right. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. And please share our show with everyone.
Well, thank you so much, Kim.
All right. All right. And, hey, if you're ever back up in the 805, make sure you, look me up.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
And I love coming home. It always feels like coming back.
There you go. Coming home. Literally.
Yeah, coming home.
There you go. I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much. All right. Well, we are going to kind of put our I'm so excited about your new baby that you have coming up. We've got Giovanni. He's been here our whole show, and I'm so excited. He is the owner of Bistro 13 and, of course, his new restaurant, Mad Rose. When is it going to be open?
Hopefully, we should be open by June 25th.
Oh, okay.
Very close now.
Okay, it's right around the corner.
Almost
and
there.
So tell us a little bit about who you are, your story, and how you started cooking.
Correct. Well, as you know, I grew up in Italy. And,
right.
My family, we had a farm, we had a very small restaurant, so I'm like a third generation, tried to grow food and then created some specials for our neighbors, our friends.
So farm to table was very part of your life way back when.
So farm to table goes way back with the Mediterranean lifestyle. I mean,
right.
Goes back to hundreds of years now. So I had the opportunity to come to America in 1967. My family waited like 18 years, 16 years to come here. So we were very lucky. This is an amazing opportunity. And of course, I started the restaurant business in Los Angeles. I had a great restaurant in Glendale, but I had children, and my goal in life was to raise my children in a very nice environment the way I grew up in Italy. So we decided to move to Ventura County because it's just so awesome.
Right.
And one of the reason, and of course, Ventura has probably the best produce, the best vegetables, probably any place in the world.
We are pretty fortunate, aren't we?
This is the
best.
Yes. It doesn't get any better.
That's right.
So for any restaurant, there is absolutely no excuses why we cannot serve local food because so close to us and fresh.
Right.
So in 1981, as you know, because I know you for a long time,
right.
I opened my first restaurant in Ventura County, Giovanni's Restaurant. I think we were quite successful. I still have people come to my restaurant so many years later, and we always talk about a great restaurant.
Right.
And also, to raise my children in Ventura County has been very rewarding.
Now, did any of your children go into
So one of my son owns a restaurant right here in Ventura, which is his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
So
there
happy
you
birthday,
go.
Alessandro. Okay. I'm very proud of you. He has an amazing restaurant called El Rey Cantina in Ventura.
Ah.
And,
what is the name of it?
El Rey Cantina.
Oh, El Rey, mm-hmm. Of course, yes.
And he's quite has been very successful, so
very
we're
good.
Very happy for
I
him.
I love their skirt steak there.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, okay.
Yeah, he's very proud of that.
Yeah.
So, and so one of my sons stayed with the restaurant business.
Very good.
So that's good.
The apple doesn't far fall from
yeah.
the tree, right?
It's, you know, you have to have a passion, as you know, like with your show.
That's
I can
right.
see you work. Can,
yeah.
I can see the passion
Thank
that you,
you
have. And I've been in a restaurant business for 52 years.
Wow.
So you really have to have a passion
yeah.
to believe in what you're doing.
What's your favorite thing that you make?
Well, right now we're really preparing and we're training for Mad Rose.
Right.
And Mad Rose to me is not just a restaurant, it's like a dream.
Right.
I've been working on Mad Rose for 50 years, so this is nothing new.
Right.
I had to do it. I think that has some of the best restaurant, the best food that I ever made in my life with my colleagues and my associates, my partners, and we're going use all the produce. 75% of our produce is farm to table, locally growing. We have a farmer in California, Modesto, California, that grows our beef, all our beef from
all the grass fed. You were saying no
fed,
GMO. I
no
love
GMO.
That. That's so important. People have no idea how
yes.
important that is, right?
Absolutely. I think it's we have to do a lifestyle to be healthy, and hope that. I can share my passion with a lot of people.
I love that. I love to be with people that are living and sharing their passion. It's their gift to the world.
Right. And I have to tell you seriously that through the restaurant business, I met some wonderful people from all over the world. But I have to tell you this, by far, some of the nicest people I ever met in my life. In Camarillo, the local Ventura people, and I know them since the 80s, and they still come to my restaurant, and it's a real privilege, Kim,
well,
to go to work every day.
You know, people don't realize this, but when you go into, and both my husband and I are foodies, you know we're in there all
and
the time.
And I know your husband, yes.
Is it's your home away from home. So you choose not to cook your meal at home to go somewhere else. You want it to be decent food. You
Absolutely.
Want to know that the owner cares about what you're eating. That, it, to me, is so important.
And it's almost no excuses, really.
Right.
It's no excuse for our restaurants not to provide you with a type of service and welcome you to our restaurant.
Right.
And in Ventura County, the food should be great. We have the best.
There you
so
go. All right.
I want to thank you for this opportunity today.
Yeah, thank you so much. I can't wait till give out the location of exactly where it is.
So the location for my existing restaurant is in Camarillo, 4910 Verdugo Way.
Mm-hmm.
And for my new restaurant, my dream is 543 East Main Street in Ventura.
What's the cross street so people can come?
California. Okay. And it's right next door to the Century Movie Theater.
Oh, couldn't
so
get
you could
any.
Go,
yeah.
You could go to the movie and hope you stop by to our
night,
restaurant.
Oh, what a perfect date night, a perfect night out with your girlfriends.
And have a wonderful dinner.
Gosh, I can't wait till it opens.
Can't wait too. I'm ready.
Well, we have some gift certificates thanks to Giovanni. And of course, you're able to use them at either restaurant. So we'd love to share those with you.
Absolutely.
And of course, I thank you so much for sharing that with
thank
my
you.
Listeners.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and again, all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We have like a minute more. I just want to know, what's your feeling that you're going to have in your new restaurant as opposed to bistro? Is it a little different? I mean, you know, as we get kind of clear on our thoughts of where we're going.
So with Mad Rose, I have an opportunity because it's Mediterranean. And as you know, even though the foundation is Italian, but Mediterranean covers like 18, 20 different countries. So we have opportunity to do a bouillabaisse, which represents France. We could do paella, which represents Spain.
Ooh.
So we have the opportunity to create different dishes from that area by involving local produce, local herbs, and I just think it's...
I can't wait.
I just think it's the beginning, something really good.
I have to tell you, definitely when you go in there, just talk to and say, I just want to meet Giovanni. You're going to meet one of the most passionate men about, you know, what you do, and I love that. So I'm so glad to have you on our show. Finally,
thank
we
you
got you
so
here.
Much.
And
thank you. I've known you for so long.
I wish
so
you lots of luck, and
all
I know
you're
doing you'll
for
do
us.
Amazing.
Thank you.
So we are at the end of our show. I hope to see everybody out tomorrow at the Ojai Wine Festival. Everybody out at Caneo Food and Wine. Also, hop on our Facebook. We have had a zillion people sign up to win tickets. Be one of them. All you have to do to go is the Kim Pagano Show on Facebook. Also, if you miss any part of our show, go on our podcast. That's iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And when you call in, get on our newsletter so that you can find out all of the great guests that we have here. I always end my show with a moment of happiness. Looking good, feeling good go hand in hand. If you have a healthy lifestyle, your diet and your nutrition are set, and you're working out, guess what? You're going to feel good. That's what this is all about. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the Look Good, Feel Good, and Do Good. With that, you've been listening to The Brighter Side of Life. We'll talk to you next week. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Friends to you, don't waste your time.